time to start your fun day with an hour of the Gigi Brown Experience.
Sunday morning brings the dawn in.
Good morning, Montreal, and welcome back to the Gigi Brown Experience. I am back. It has been a couple weeks, and a lot has happened, so we're going to get into all that. That was I Saw Her Standing There, and I play that song because one of the things that has happened recently was I took part in a workshop for the MC Challenge 12 to 17, which is this rap competition that they do all throughout the city for teenagers from the age of 12 to 17. It's a lot of fun. It's super creative. We got to work with the people that run the event, and then also we had a demonstration by the rapper Basics, and it was super cool. He like took objects out of a bag that we got him, and he was able to just freestyle to a beat with all the random objects, and then we all did a writing exercise where we had to start off with a song that we love. And for whatever reason, the first song that popped into my head was I Saw Her Standing There by the Beatles, and so I wrote this random verse about a girl who had long hair and jumped around like a bean. And it was a lot of fun. It was super silly, and it was a lot of fun. So yeah, November 29th, the finals are being held at the community center here in NDG, the Maison de la Culture on Monkland. So anyone who wants to go, it is free. It's super fun to support youth who are being creative and having fun. So I want to talk about that. A lot of other stuff has happened in the past 2 weeks. There was an election in the States. A lot of amazing new music came out, including, but not limited to, the new Shawn Mendes album, Shawn, which came out on Thursday. I forgot that it was supposed to come out on Thursday, and then so yesterday, I saw it, and I was like, oh my goodness. And I was babysitting, but the kids were asleep, so I put on the album, and I was listening to it, and it's really good. I'm really happy he's back. The songwriting is really good, and I think this is an album that, like, the more I listen to, I will just fall in love with it more and more. So we're gonna start off the show with that. and then I will come back and talk a lot more about some other amazing things that has been going on. But I'm back. So to my two most loyal listeners, hi Gaga, hi Mommy, enjoy the show. And here is That'll Be the Day by Shawn Mendes from his brand new album.
You could move away, you could build a home with somebody I don't know. Doesn't matter what you say, it's not ever gonna change. You can fight the truth till your face turns blue. This love is here to stay, but there will be a day when I don't hear a sound. I'll be 6 feet underground, and that'll be the day I lose you. That'll be the day I lose you. That'll be the day I could pretend that I have a chance at another romance. But honey, in the end, even if I try, wasting breath, I'll be faking sex, 'cause you'll be on my mind. But there will be a day when I don't hear a sound. I'll be 6 feet underground, and that'll be the day I lose you.
At the bottom of my list, there's one thing that I wrote. In the back of my mind, there's a little white note that says, I love you still. I forgive and I hope. The world missing, it was you. Little light bursting into the room. Who knows where you've come from or where you'll go? Don't be scared, we'll show you the ropes. Little light.
Alright, and we're back. That was Little Light by Sophie Mae. It is a new single that came out October 23rd. And before that, we had Julia East Coast by Willa Owen. Those two women, I will forever just say I love their voice so much. They are so soothing and like just beautiful. And again, we started this all off with That'll Be the Day by Shawn Mendes, and that is off of his new album, Shawn. He is playing a show in Toronto November 25th. But fingers crossed, he comes to Montreal too, because I had tickets to go see him for the tour that got canceled, and I'm very hopeful that maybe I will see him again. But yeah, I'm very happy with this album, and I'm glad it's back. So that was the first set I wanted to kind of ease into today, but I do want to take a minute and talk about the election. I'm not going to talk about it too much, but a lot of musicians that I love and who I play a lot on the show have been very vocal about what is going on in the States right now. So I felt it was only right to talk about it a little bit. This next song I'm going to play is by Rufus Wainwright. It's called Going to a Town. It was released in 2007, and he wrote it after the invasion of Iraq by the United States. He's actually talking about Berlin, though, where he met his husband, because he was describing a city that had already been destroyed and learned lessons about the horrors of humanity, because he felt that the U.S. had no sense of the damage it was about to cause. It is super powerful, And he's just been posting it on social media a lot, the video, and then a bunch of covers by people. So it's been on my feed a lot the past week. So I'm playing it because I am outraged and I'm furious and I feel for every woman in the States right now and everyone who will be affected by this horrible person being elected. So here is Rufus Wainwright, sorry, with Going to a Town.
I'm going to a town that has already been burnt down. I'm going to a place that has already been disgraced. I'm gonna see some folks who have already been let down. I'm so tired of America. I'm gonna make it up for all of the Sunday times. I'm gonna make it up for all of the nursery rhymes that never really seemed to want to tell the truth. I'm so tired of you, America.
So I don't have to watch you. suffer. Maybe I should get some sleep. Sinking in the sofa while they all betray each other. What's the point of anything? All of my friends are missing again. That's what happens when you fall in love. You don't have the time. You leave them all behind. You tell yourself it's fine, you're just in love.
To grow, can't tell the summer not to go. If there's one thing that I know, can't get blood from a stone. People they change, when I'm meant to stay the same. Carry with
to snow. If there's one thing that I know, we can't get warm from the cold. And my heart's breaking. Maybe that's just how they made. It's just how they.
Alright, that was Letting Go by Aisanabe. And I played that track because, one, he and Rufus Wainwright have both deleted their Twitter accounts. They have left Twitter, or X. They have left X, formerly known as Twitter. And they both, well, I haven't read Aisanabe's reasoning, but Rufus Wainwright's reasoning was that it was just this cesspool for conspiracy theories and horrible opinions and views on the world. So they have both left. And I already love both of these people and their music, and this just makes me like them even more. Also, Aisanabe has announced a tour, like a big like headliner tour, and he is coming to Montreal, Le Studio TD, February 20th. Tickets are on sale now. You should go. I have seen him in concert, and he's really awesome. So yeah, you should go check him out. And before that, we had TV by Billie Eilish. And if you are as chronically online as I am, you would have seen the very, very powerful videos of her on her tour right after the election. There's a line in the song that says they're overturning Roe v. Wade. And before the election, it was known that people would scream that line. But after the election, they would scream that line and she would just stop playing. There are a lot of reasons why. One, it's just a very powerful message to put out in the world. Also, it ends with Maybe It's My Fault, her song. And it is said that she never wanted any woman in that stadium to have to say that right after the election. And yeah, I kind of love Billie Eilish. She's super awesome. She is always like just this really cool person to follow online. And just following her growth over the past few years has been really cool. And she has wicked music. So it's awesome. And then again, we started this all off with Going to a Town by Rufus Wainwright. And like I said, he has gotten rid of Twitter. He has been outraged on social media. And we love to see it, and we love to hear his voice. So thank you for letting me talk about this. I know it's not a very fun topic to have so early on a Sunday morning, but it is very important, and it didn't feel right to just continue the show without mentioning the horrible things that have happened in the States. So, yes. Moving on, though. Me, You, and My Metronome is a new music project that has been released on Petit Village Records. It's our friend's music project. So I'm very excited. So here it is. Zero Standby Power right here on the Gigi Brown Experience, CJLO 1690 AM.
Thank you. this is not a teardrop. There must be something in my eye. You didn't hear a big sob. I haven't felt the need to cry since you left me. I haven't even been that lonely. I thought you were my one and only, but now you're gone. This is the last sad song I am ever gonna sing. Just another broken heart. It means nothing to me. This is the last sad tune I am ever gonna play.
All right, and we're back. That was Soft Spot by Salmon Friend and Ladybug. And this is just a song that popped up on my feed the other day, and I thought it was very groovy, so I decided to play it. And before that was The Last Sad Song by Bob Jr. and Dent May. I feel like I say this every single time I play Dent May, but I love his music and his style. It's so like sunshine and happiness, which is ironic because the name of that song is The Last Sad Song. And then we started this all off with Zero Standby Power by Me, You, and My Metronome. And by the reaction of Prince Palu here in the station, I thought I had said something wrong, but I hadn't. This is a brand new music project that is being released on Petit Village Records, and it's about like music in Montreal, and I love it very much, and it's so good. There are two singles out right now, and yeah, it's by a friend of ours, and then obviously on our friend's record label, so I'm very excited about this. It's such a great way to be able to like support friends. So yeah. Next up is Vitalia with her new single Molly, which I just can't stop playing. I love it. So here you go.
Thank you. just hoping. Darling, you better figure out what it is you want before then. Don't get lost in the warnings, hearing the words for a moment. Watercolors that I paint with only when it's raining. I don't need you falling apart on me, baby. Only God can save me. Only you can make me feel the way you make me. Lately, things are getting hazy, but it doesn't faze me. I know that the noise is only surface level, baby. Only God can save me. I know that the future's just an empty promise.
Right, so that was Watercolors by Mellow Casualty. That is a new music project here in Montreal. They were just interviewed on the Go-Go Radio Magic Show on Friday by a member of the Wesleys, so you should go listen to that. They also have a show coming up November 19th. Go check them out. At Let's Go, thank you. And before that was Carol Addis with Hope is a Scary Thing, and this is off of her album Late Start. And as part of the tour for this album, she is coming to Montreal November 26th at Bar La Ritz. I love when I get ads like that on my feed on Instagram, because it's like an excuse to just keep scrolling on Instagram. But then it's like, oh, I like get information for my show. So, you know. And we started this whole set off with Vitalia and Molly. Anyways, we're nearing the end of the show and I have a rockin' set I want to try and squeeze in here. So thank you so much for tuning in. Mommy, I hope you're having a really great time on your girls' trip. Gaga, I love you so much. Thanks for tuning in. And yeah, thanks for tuning in, guys, and letting me yap about everything that's happened the past few weeks. Next up is Anjou by Chose Sauvage. This is their new single. Again, their album launch is April 25th at Club Soda. After that is Vivre et Exister by Les Breastfeeders. And they have a show November 23rd at the Theatre Fairmount. And hopefully we'll be able to squeeze the Wesleys in, because I figured might as well play all of the Petit Village stuff. Enjoy your day. See you all next week. Bye.
Je suis là, c'est pourquoi.